All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
Oh, look at that. Welcome into a playoff edition of Daily Faceoff Live, streaming live on the Daily Faceoff YouTube. And we are thrilled to welcome Bet365 as our sports betting partner just in time for the 2024 playoffs. We'll be here with Bet365 to give you all the news, analysis, lines, and of course, betting options for the playoffs until one team is left standing in June. Tyler Yaremchuk and Frank Saravalli with you to talk about playoff hockey. Frank, how good was it to just have playoff hockey back on the TV again this weekend?
Yeah, let alone to be in person here in Vancouver at the Canucks game last night. It was electric, and man, just this is the best time of year. These 2 weeks, especially the first round, I think it's the best 2 weeks in pro sports.
Yeah, it is a really, really good time on the sports calendar, and obviously a great time to be a hockey fan. We're going to be joined by our pal John Goyens with the Coach's Room in a few minutes. Frank, we're talking Leafs and Bruins with him. So let's go to a different spot to kick off today's show. And last night, it was a score fest out in Winnipeg between the Jets and the Colorado Avalanche. And it was Winnipeg getting the last laugh, a 7-6 final. The Jets offense woke up. One guy who I love seeing contribute on the score sheet, Frank, was Adam Lowry, who took a difficult matchup against Nathan MacKinnon and quite frankly dominated it. Before we get into the Av side of things, what did you love about this Jets effort?
I love that, as you mentioned, Adam Lowry goes toe-to-toe with Nathan MacKinnon and outscores him 2-1. I love that no matter what, the Jets had an answer. Even though you might look at this game and say, man, 46 shots, that's way too much to give up to a Colorado team with an offense as potent as that one. And they scored 6 goals on Connor Hellebuck. Maybe that's cause for concern. I look at this Jets team and say, this is one that I think has the ability to batten down the hatches and figure it out.
Yeah, I gave you and Jason Greger the buy or sell question earlier today on a new episode of the DFO Rundown. And I said, does Connor Hellebuck allow 4 or more again in this series? I don't think he does. I think this is a Jets team that they went through long stretches, like historic stretches this year, Frank, of not giving up goals. They didn't give up a lot of chances. And when they did, it's Connor freaking Hellebuck back there. Do you think Hellebuck, will the Avs be able to solve Hellebuck this way again this series?
I'd be surprised. I think you're going to get one game like that, maybe in a 7-game stretch. It's kind of reminding me of the Canucks game last night. UC Saros is only going to give up one goal like that from distance. You better take advantage. And I'm talking about the Elias Lindholm goal early in the second period. You're only going to get so many of those in a series. If you squander it, good luck, because chances are they're going to clamp down.
Yeah, the flip side of this for the Colorado Avalanche, there were points in the last month of the regular season where it felt like Jared Bednar was at his wit's end with Alexander Georgiev. Remember pulling him after that 2-minute unsportsmanlike minor, the comments he made at the end of the season as well. And you see through one game, those playoff numbers are ugly. The regular season numbers weren't all that good for Georgiev either, Frank. How concerned should the Avs be that their goaltending might be what sinks them in this first round series?
Really concerned, and I would say it's still baffling to me the fact that the Colorado Avalanche and Chris McFarland, who acknowledged on Frankly Speaking with me in January that they felt like Georgiev was playing too much, they were considering at that point in time going out to get a backup. Justus Annunen kind of came in the last 3-4 months of the season and really kind of stabilized things in that position, but then he's also sick to start this series. Georgiev's numbers, he entered these playoffs probably on the most shaky ground of any bona fide starter based on his play. And to me, it's not really the numbers. It's not the goals against that he gave up in game one. It's the body language. You mentioned it seemed like Jared Bednar had been at his wit's end in the regular season. I look at the body language from not just the team, who clearly appears at this point to not believe that they're going to get the saves required. I don't really like his body language that he shows to his teammates, because I think that also shows that he doesn't have any trust in them to defend properly. So it's a two-way street. We know all the time it's not necessarily just about the goaltender. There's an impact of the play in front of him, and we've talked and broken down how the Avs give up way too much on a consistent basis, but they also need stops and they're not getting it. And I really think that distrust or mistrust, however you want to frame it, it looms large as this series moves on.
Yeah. So a 1-0 series lead for one of the Canadian teams that's in action, one of the three Canadian teams out west. And it's a 1-0 series lead for the other one that was in action last night as well, as the Vancouver Canucks take down the Nashville Predators by a score of 4-2. Frank, you were in the building out in Vancouver, and they got that early goal from Lindholm, as you mentioned a couple of minutes ago. But then it looked like Nashville was just going to batten down the hatches and just keep this thing a low event hockey game and hold the Canucks off. But it was the two goals in quick succession in the third period that propelled the Canucks to a game one victory. And how about the story of Dakota Joshua? Let's start there. This guy has been awesome for them all year. And if you're going to go on a long playoff run, you need someone in the bottom of your lineup to come through and be a hero for you. Last night, it was Joshua.
Yeah, I love everything about Dakota Joshua's game. It screams playoffs to me. Big body guy who was an absolute menace in the face of the Nashville Predators in game one. And he's got tons of skill. JT Miller was saying after the game last night to us that he doesn't think Dakota Joshua even knows how good he is. And he's a guy that this year took a huge step forward, probably should have scored 20 goals had he not missed 19 games this year. He finished with 18. His previous career high was 11. And he's just got that physical demeanor, ability to get in on the forecheck that makes him, I think, a really special player. And he's one of those guys that I think was built for the playoffs. I think what impressed me most about the game from Vancouver's perspective was the fact that they were patient. Trailing 2-1, Nashville making you play a certain style. The Vancouver Canucks aren't a chip and chase team. They're not a team that likes to dump it in. And they were forced to do that for quite a bit during the first two periods. Down 2-1 entering the third, your first playoff home game in 9 years. And you could have panicked. You could have tried to open it up, and they didn't. They seemed completely comfortable in that environment, in that game. And I think that shows a maturity for a team that's learned a lot this season. And B, it showed me a lot about a team that could potentially put together a run here. It's just one game. Like, let's caution with that. But there are certain teams you can tell watching that the moment is too big for. And I got a real good sense just from the first 60 minutes against Nashville that this Vancouver team seems to be pretty well prepared.
Yeah, so you mentioned Dakota Joshua hitting 18 goals this year in 63 games. In his first 121 career NHL games, he only scored 15 times. So a massive step forward for the 27-year-old in the Canucks lineup. And you talked about the fact that it's just one game. But this Canucks kind of core group, if you want to call it that, they haven't had a lot of authentic playoff experience. I know there was the bubble year where they played some games, but I also don't wonder if being able to come from behind in game one, secure the win, like that must just be a massive sigh of relief and maybe even weight off these guys' shoulders going, whew, we can still do it. Playoff hockey, as much as it is all that different, we're still the team that went wire to wire and won the Pacific Division this year. Like I think winning game one in the fashion they did, I think it allows them to kind of relax a little bit heading into game two.
I got to tell you, I think they were relaxed the whole time. The entire game, no matter what the style was like, no matter the parade to the penalty box that they had in the second period, I didn't see them waver one bit. I thought that was extremely impressive. And I also think this is a good matchup for them. They're now 4-0 against the Preds this season. Sometimes season series means nothing. And yes, they hadn't played since December. And this is a different Preds team now than the team that they saw in December. But this is setting up quite nicely for Vancouver. And here's what I would say. It's early, one game. But they have the ability here, if they play their cards right, to not make this a super long series. They need to come ready to play in game two on Tuesday night.
Thatcher Demko, though, he didn't face a ton of rubber, looked good and had that one just jaw-dropping save early on in that game. Let's move along, Frank. It's Monday. I want to play a little fair or foul and touch on a couple of the other game one results that we got over the weekend. Yesterday, we saw the New York Rangers jump out to a 1-0 series lead. And while this isn't exactly a hot take, it's my first fair or foul question. This is the series most likely to end in a sweep. Fair or foul?
Foul. I would say that game was actually pretty close for a long stretch. I think the series most likely to end in a sweep is still Carolina, the Islanders. I know there's a huge disparity between Caps and Rangers, but the way that the Islanders, for the most part, outplayed Carolina and still lost that game with Freddie Anderson standing on his head, that to me was the Islanders' best shot that they're going to get.
Second fair or foul I have for you is from the Florida-Tampa Bay series, where Florida looked good in that one. They outshot the Bolts 28-19. Tampa Bay, they had a brutal middle frame in that game. Still found a way, though, to keep it close. It was 2-1 late in that one before Florida got the empty netter, and then obviously Tampa Bay responded back with like 10 seconds to go. But watching that game, I was like, okay, Tampa didn't have their best stuff, and they kept it close. To me, I'm saying this series is going to go the distance. 7 games for Tampa, Florida, fair or foul?
I think that's fair. I picked Tampa to start. I thought Florida looked really good. Certainly wouldn't obviously be surprised at all to see Florida win the series, but I could see this for sure going the distance.
Tonight in the NHL, a couple of game twos out east with Toronto, Boston, and the Islanders and the Hurricanes. But out west, it's a couple of series that are just getting going. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the Oilers and Kings, Frank. It is part 3 in the rivalry between these two sides. The Oilers won in 7 a couple of years ago on home ice. They won in 6 last year against the LA Kings. But let's start this off from a Kings perspective. What are maybe the reasons to believe that the Kings can maybe have a better fortune in this third matchup with the Oilers?
One, they know what to expect, having seen this 2 times before. 2, they can plant a seed of doubt potentially by winning game 1, which they've done each of the last 2 years. And yes, that means the Oilers are completely comfortable coming from behind. But this is a team that, as we know, in Edmonton sometimes shoots itself in the foot. And I look at the way that the Oilers start this series, I think is going to be critically important. When you're trying to draw up a path for the Kings to win, it's difficult. Like, you've got to squint to get there. It starts with getting off to a great start and then utilizing the depth that clearly Jim Hiller, at least to begin the series, is trying to put together. I don't know if you can call it a fourth line, but they've sort of really restructured their lineup to try and spread the wealth around. You look at their lineup card on dailyfaceoff.com and they've got Quentin Byfield playing with Pierre Dubois on what at least we have it framed as the fourth line. I don't think it's fair to probably call it that with the money and talent there. But the point is, they're not just going top heavy. They're trying to throw a balanced attack wave after wave at the Edmonton Oilers. That's probably going to be a recipe for their success as well. They're going to need timely saves from Cam Talbot, and they're going to need some magic along the way. What does Drew Doughty have left in the tank? Those are questions that need to be answered. And look, the Kings have had an absolute roller coaster of a season. The Oilers had a huge dip at the start and then have been riding the wave since then. They have a lot of reasons to feel confident in Edmonton, but in LA, I think it's a little bit of a different story.
Yeah, I think one, you mentioned Cam Talbot. The matchup between him and Stuart Skinner is fascinating heading into this series as well. Skinner has dominated the LA Kings in his regular season career, but remember last year in the playoffs, Stuart Skinner wasn't that good. He got yanked in game four out in LA. The Oilers needed Jack Campbell to come in and stop 27 of 28 en route to an OT victory that tied up the series. It was that close to being 3-1 Kings because of goaltending. The Oilers will need Skinner to be better than he was last year in the playoffs, and the Kings will probably need these kind of numbers from Cam Talbot if they want to win this series.
At least 9-13 is good, but it's not otherworldly, and maybe good is just good enough.
All right, let's move along and get to our big segment for the day. It's the Coach's Room with John Goyens. The Coach's Room is powered by Booster Juice. Visit a location today to refuel, refresh, and re-energize, or download the new Booster Rewards app to earn, order, and enjoy. John Goyens with the Coach's Room, and today we are sinking our teeth into the Bruins versus Leafs series. It's 1-0 Boston after a solid game one victory on home ice. And John, we know this Bruins team isn't the same team as last year, but what's one area that they did really well? I mean, the Leafs big guns were held quiet in that first game. How did the Bruins do that?
Well, we all know that Toronto wants to play an offensive game. They have done a better job at collectively defending as a team. But at the end of the day, the top dogs, they want to fly. They want their power play to have mojo. They want to fly at 5-on-5. And Boston did a great job of being aware at all times, mitigating damage, pushing things to the outside. And as we fire up these clips, it came from neutral zone forechecking and effect and rushes again. So here you see them in a 1-2-2, but that weak side guy drops back and he resets. Now they get beat. Three guys get beat by one pass. Simple. Sort it out. Surf, surf, and that weak side forward, Frederick, comes back through that weak side lane. It's very, very obvious what they're doing on every moment that Toronto tries to beat them with a stretch pass through the neutral zone. And Boston has that commitment to team defense. Again, one of the best teams at defending since the trade deadline. Here, you get above Matthews, who gets wheeling and dealing. Boquist's got to do a better job, though. He can't defend physically. Matthews is talented and physically strong. Defend the path. Now you're going to have the occasional holy shit moment. You get four guys below the puck. Grizzlick does a good job of surfing, forcing Marner to elevate pucks. Again, too deep. Well, you got to get above, above, above. And watch here. Pete goes, pivots, he surfs, and he forces the delay. We saw this breakdown last week. Force delays, it allows teams to get five guys back in the picture. And one last one here. Here, it's going to go east-west. Look at the D. Synchronize, surf together. And again, Marchand's going to take care of the weak side lane, and you're creating one-on-one-on-ones all over the place. And when in doubt, your top dog turns over the puck. He's got to have the buy-in to help track. Once again, surf, create the draw pass, eliminate any easy plays. And again, five guys back in the picture. So Boston's full commitment to getting above the puck and also reducing odd man rushes. They gave up only two odd man rushes at even strength in the entire game.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's amazing how little, John, Toronto was able to create. We looked it up this morning, 51 games in the Austin Matthews era in the playoffs for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They've scored two or fewer goals in 47% of those games. But let's flip it to the Boston power play, and you talk about the new looks that they had in to start this series. What did you see from their units, and why were they able to be a game changer?
Well, first and foremost, it was a necessity. You watch the Jim Montgomery interviews as they come into the playoffs and just at the end of the regular season. They've been contemplating this for a couple weeks now. Why? Because their power play was 26th. 26th at 15.7% since the trade deadline. But lucky enough, Toronto's power play has gone right down the tube since the trade deadline, and they're sitting at 27th. They needed their power play to not be an energy vampire, something that sucked the life out of you. They needed it to be a momentum builder. So what they've done is one top dog on either unit. They've entrusted Shattenkirk as a specialist. I know Colby Cohen was pushing this for weeks and weeks and weeks. Let him be the specialist. Let him play 15 minutes a night. And now, instead of, like a lot of teams, if your one power play unit doesn't score, you're wasting the next 40 seconds because you don't have a second unit. Now Boston has a unit, they have two units that at any moment can either quick strike off of faceoffs, like we're going to see with Pasternak's unit, or what we're going to see with Marchand's unit, rotate into a different look and create chances for a guy who seems to be a Leaf killer in Jake DeBrus. So let's fire up the clips. So we're going to see a lot of quick strike here. A lot of opportunities to quick strike right off the faceoffs. They look for these high deflections by Pavel Zacha. The one thing I will stress, though, is when you do these, you also potentially can relinquish possession. Because here's back-to-back same play. It's available, but watch. Both times, quick deflection, but it's a change of possession. Now, Toronto wants to flex out against Pasternak. The moment they give up a little bit of space, that sets up Zacha, puts it off the crossbar. And on this unit, Zacha and Heinen, they're working together to pick Marner, and they're trying to have an absence of bumper. Jake McCabe, great read to break that up. But they are going to look for these quick strikes, recover, possess, and again, watch Heinen. Now, because Zacha stays in the high slot, they read off each other. Now Heinen goes down below because they want to create that two-on-one versus a diamond PK. This is the thing that you want to affect. The power play is going to dictate. Now go to Marchand's unit. Marchand's in a spot that's not normally his. They rotate. There's no panic. There's more poise. And look, they settle it down. They get into a box plus one. And watch, it's really low. They get it deep, and now Geeky pops out on the weak side, and he finds that space. Sorry, Charlie Coyle. And he pops up into that space. So they're constantly rotating, and they're not stagnant. They're not standing in one spot. And once again, bring it low, collapse, move it around, poise. Poise. Again, box plus one, DeBrusk is not going to force anything. He rotates high, and look at this gap for him to walk in, use Simon Benoit as a screen, and also have the net presence of Connor Geeky in front of the net. And last but not least, on the last one, puck recoveries, settle it down, bypass right through that box. And again, Jake DeBrusk can score him on both feet, and he can score down on one knee as well.
So significant lineup questions tonight, John. Quickly, 10 seconds or less. What do the Leafs need to do to get on the scoreboard?
They got to play to the inside. They do not get to the inside. They force a lot of shots from the outside, and they don't recover rebounds enough. They need a few more carries inside dots, and they've got to force Boston to defend even harder.
Tyler, you're muted.
Sorry, guys. Game 2 goes tonight in Boston with the Bruins up 1-0. This has been the Coach's Room, powered by Booster Juice, and excited because I know the YouTube chat loves this segment, and we love this segment. John swinging by twice a week during the playoffs. So, John, we'll chat with you again on Thursday. Look forward to it.
See you guys.
Moving along to our daily face-off inbox question. It's brought to you by Douglas Mattress. Getting your sleep and getting a good sleep is important come playoff time. That's why I love sleeping on my Douglas mattress, and you will too. And right now, every mattress order over at douglas.ca/DFO comes with a free comfort sleep bundle. That's two memory foam pillows with pillow protectors, one luxurious cotton sheet set, and one mattress protector free with any mattress order. Order today at douglas.ca/DFO. Frank, the atmospheres around the NHL were electric this weekend. I loved seeing the Rats come onto the ice in Florida. Loved seeing playoff hockey return to Vancouver. The crowd in Winnipeg was unreal. I saw even Pat McAfee was tweeting about it as well. Your Ask DFO question is this: best playoff atmosphere you remember from your time covering the league?
Man, I have to think about that. It feels like, because of the number of people and the steepness of the building, that for whatever reason, I remember Bell Center in Montreal, that is consistently, to me, the loudest building in the league. Winnipeg is right up there because it is tiny and they pack it in. It's just a great environment. I would say I'll throw your guys in Edmonton a little props too. The best surrounding experience, I'd call it, is in Edmonton. Game 6, whatever game it was, against the Anaheim Ducks in the 2017 run, when people were outside, it was a Sunday afternoon game, and they were literally, you walked out of the building in Edmonton and people were sitting on top of their cars riding through the street, waving jerseys, honking horns. It was mayhem. That's been the best sort of outside arena experience that I've seen. Inside, at least right now, to me, belongs to Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal is a great answer. And I know I'm biased as a proud Edmontonian, but I still say no one does playoff hockey like the city of Edmonton. Let's move along to our daily bets for tonight. Frank, got nothing on that Oilers-Kings game, but I do have a couple of picks for tonight's slate, starting with the over between Toronto and Boston. I got a funny feeling that the Leafs offense will wake up a little bit in this one. I don't think they'll be held to one goal once again. So regardless of if Nylander is playing or not, I like riding with the over, and I love come playoff time that these overs always drop from 6.5 to 5.5. And then I'm going to take the Dallas Stars to continue the trend of home teams winning game one of their series. I like the -135 price point on this play as well. I thought they'd be a little bit closer to maybe -150 in game one, considering how good they were, and they're the best team in the Western Conference. So I like Dallas, like the over between Toronto and Boston, and it's all brought to you by Bet365, the largest sports betting platform globally. Open an account today with Bet365 and use the promo code DAILY365 to get in on a huge range of markets. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Quickly, Frank, because we have a minute, there was a late question in the chat about Mark Stone. Do we know anything about his availability for tonight?
Yep, Mark Stone expected to play game one, Vegas Golden Knights at Dallas Stars. I think the NHL, you didn't ask me this part, I think they've got a serious competitive integrity issue with Mark Stone coming back to play. I understand whatever the imaging might say. If Mark Stone is healthy enough to play tonight, he was healthy enough to play last week in the last couple of regular season games, which would have been impossible because they couldn't be cap compliant. They had no ability to activate him, and at least game one to start, it sort of feels like Vegas is rubbing everyone's nose in it.
Yeah, a little bit. Let's move along to garbage time, Frank, which during the regular season, we were all over the Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. It was a ton of fun to play along with everyone. And how about this?
We had that. Not for me.
Yeah. We had the $5,000 grand prize up for grabs, and it came down to a tie. So a big congrats to our winners there. It was a real nail biter right until the finish. Frank, what do you got for garbage time?
So there's some spine-tingling moments, some tradition in every market that you go to in the playoffs, whether it's the Winnipeg Whiteout or whatever it might be. Every place has their own unique thing. In Philadelphia, it's Kate Smith and the recording of God Bless America. And there's always something a little special about each place. And I tweeted out this photo last night of the Vancouver Canucks and how they started, which was with a youngster from the Vancouver area. I think his sad story, I think his dad was recently killed in a car crash, and they brought him out to hold up the white towel. And I got a lot of tweets saying, what are they surrendering already before game one? And so a little history lesson for you, if you don't know from Vancouver, Roger Nielsen, 1982 conference final, just a bunch of calls going against the Canucks in that game. And rather than taking a pile of sticks and throwing them on the ice, which is basically what coaches did back in the 1980s, he just took a stick and held up a white towel as if to say, I surrender, we give up. Well, he was thrown out of that game and fined heavily by the NHL. There's actually a statue of this outside of Rogers Arena. And they went on to beat the Blackhawks in that series, winning the next three games and advancing to the Stanley Cup final in 1982. And it's a moment that has gone down in lore in Vancouver Canucks history. So to start off this playoff run, first playoff home game in 9 years in Rogers Arena, electric environment, pretty awesome way to start. And this was how playoff towels, the white playoff towels, started for everyone in the NHL. So this is the beginning of that. And you can thank Roger Nielsen, the Hall of Famer, for it.
Absolutely love the little history lesson there. It looked electric last night in Vancouver. Tonight, four games on tap in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Early and late games staggered by 30 minutes. So you can start at 7 o'clock Eastern tonight and basically be watching playoff hockey right up until after midnight. It's going to be a great night, and we will recap it all tomorrow right here on Daily Faceoff Live. Shout out to everyone in the YouTube, as well as our pal John Goyens. We'll be back tomorrow, noon Eastern. Chat with you then.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh Nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.